And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Ken White in for Carl Bott, who is on assignment. I am here with someone who is definitely not as good looking as Linda Bott. We have with us in studio today Sean Daniel. Sean is the head football coach at Simpson University, which kicks off their first full season of football this fall. And we're going to spend the next hour talking to Sean and discussing with him all things Simpson Red Hawk football. So get ready, strap in. This is going to be a fun one. If there are two people in Reading that know how to talk, I think it's Sean and I.
Yes, sir.
I think if there is a word limit in the world, Sean and I use about 50% of it between us. So hang on. But before we do all that, let's get to the weather here. What are we expecting in Reading and the North State here over the next few days? Well, today, it'll be sunny with a high near 66, a little breezy with a north wind of 17 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 32 miles an hour. So, you know, if it's not bolted down, you might want to do that because the winds are going to be a little bit high over the next 12 hours or so. Friday, you're expecting sunny with a high of 72. So the temperatures are starting to creep up. Thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. We really need it. And winds will be out of the northwest 17 to 21 miles an hour tomorrow, and winds could gust up to as high as 30. So we're, again, expecting some winds over the next couple of days. Saturday, again, sunny. Hey, it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. North wind around 6 miles an hour, so the wind's starting to die down this weekend. Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. Monday, highs near 75. Tuesday, highs near 74. And then Wednesday, a little cooler, down to about 71. So that's your forecast for the next week. We hope like us, you're enjoying the sunshine this morning, even though the sun hasn't quite peaked up over the top of the hills. It is a beautiful day out there. So we'll get right to it. We're thankful that you're here listening. And again, Ken White in for Carl Bott, and in studio with us is Sean Daniel. Sean is, again, the head coach at Simpson University. Sean, tell us a little about yourself and your coaching background.
Yeah, so I got into coaching right when I got done playing. So I crammed 4 years of college into 5 years. And so I had that extra year. And so the head coach offered me a spot on staff as a student assistant. So that means I painted fields. I did laundry. I loaded, unloaded buses. So my first year was pretty much being the grunt of grunts, the lowest on the totem pole, which it's, you know, everyone got to start somewhere. And I got to coach the offensive line. And I kind of fell in love with it and had an opportunity. And then when I got done playing my ball in North Dakota, moved back home to California in a place called Santa Maria, and I got to coach 5 years of high school football at St. Joseph Catholic High School, which was very impressive. I was an O-lineman my entire high school and college career, and I got hired as the defensive coordinator of the freshman team. And talk about a tough gig at the very beginning. So I did that for a few years and learned a lot, great experience. Worked with Burnell's, which was Matt Burnell and Mark Burnell's brother, and Dave Burnell, the
Jaguars
father. Jaguars. So yep. I got to work with him. Got a great family, and working with Dave Burnell, the father, was just one of the most impressive guys. He's taught me a lot. And a guy that hired me was a guy named Barney Ames, which is the head football coach at Allen Hancock Junior College, and he was in his 60s and hired me at Kay's Country Kitchen over a bowl of oatmeal. And I got to work with him, and it's amazing. He gave me two words. He's like, he'll give you two pieces of advice. I said, okay, what is that? And we're sitting there, and I'm thinking, I'm going to, you know, get some good football knowledge here, you know. And he said, well, number one, he said, when you coach, always wear a hat and long sleeves so you don't get skin cancer. I'm like, I was not expecting that one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
My first coaching advice.
And then the second thing he said to me, he said, start your retirement early, because as soon as you, in a few years, you're going to be my age at 68 years old. And I'm like, okay. So that was my first tidbit of information. So, I bought a hat, bought a pair of sunglasses, coached in long sleeves, and started my retirement. So I'm like, oh, yes, sir.
What was it? Was it the seven habits begin with the end in mind, right?
Yeah. I was like, okay. So we had an egg there. And then I worked with Mike Hartman, which he's now the current head coach at Aurora Grande High School in Santa, there in Aurora Grande. And then got my first college job in Waxahachie, Texas at SAGU down there. And that was a guy that I played for. He'd left North Dakota and went down to Texas and took a head job. So I got to work there. So me and my wife, we both got our master's degree there, and then we had our daughter Scarlett there in Waxahachie. 5 years, great time. Left there, went to Nebraska. I was at Midland University in Nebraska for 4 years, worked there. Had the amazing opportunity of getting fired. That was cool. so we took a 6-4 team and turned that thing into a 2-8 team. That was impressive.
You're really inspiring the fans who are listening right now there, Sean.
You know, it was one of those things. You go there and you're expecting great things to happen. And the school was really struggling at the time, and they had about 400 students and got up to like 600 students. And so it was really a turnaround. And so the president, he right now is Ben Sass, which is the current president now at the University of Florida. Florida Gators. He's the president there. So he hired us. And so I got to work with him, and he a phenomenal man. He was a senator of Nebraska, and if Ben Sass ever ran for president, I would be 100% voting for him. That guy is one of the most impressive individuals I've ever met and worked around.
Yeah.
Spent a few years with him, and it was just really just about turning the program so the school wouldn't close their doors. Yeah. It was desperate times, and so winning wasn't the priority. It was about recruiting, making money, and we did that. And so I just didn't win. So we all got fired, and that was great. And then I got the opportunity to be an offensive coordinator at Lyon College and start the football program at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. I got there after their first season, being a part of that. So go 0-11, and then we go 3-7, and then we go 6-5. And so we turned that program in 3 years at a winning program, which was awesome. We were number one in rushing offense in the conference, number six in the nation. We had first team all conference quarterback, first team all conference O-line, first team all conference tailbacks, tight ends, receivers. We were rolling through people, and it was really a lot of fun. Then I left there, moved to Missouri, got the offensive coordinator job at Missouri Valley College in Marshall, Missouri, which was the winningest NAIA program in the nation. And so get a chance to go to a place where winning is premier at the top of the market, and it was a lot of fun. The only downside was our roster had to be about 250 to 280 football players.
Oh my!
It was crazy. I couldn't even tell you half the offensive players' names.
That's like half of Simpson's population.
Yeah. It was tough in the recruiting aspect because you're bringing in so many numbers, but you're not developing. And it really bothered me. At Lyon, we had 120 players, and we developed our guys. We spent time and developed, and that was awesome. Didn't do that so much at Missouri Valley. It was about numbers and bringing people in, making money, winning games. It was just a different philosophy. I was there 4 years, and then wound up leaving. Left there and went to Kansas. I was the offensive coordinator at Sterling for 1 year in Kansas. And then this place called Simpson University in Redding, California, which I'm like, I don't want to move to L.A. I was like, my wife had told me, no, that's Redding. This is Redlands. Yeah. Like, what? Redlands. No, that's Redding. It's north.
When I travel. Like, how close are you to San Diego? You know?
That's right. I grew up in California. I was born and raised and grew up in California. I never heard of Redding. I had no clue where it was. I'm like, it's what? And then, so my wife and I have talked about it, and I was sitting at a hotel room getting ready for a football game, and I had several players and several friends that were in the coaching profession text me and say, hey, there's a football program starting up in Northern California, your home state. And I was like, okay. I didn't really kind of brushed it off. And then I got home after the game, and my wife had really said, hey, I think you should apply for this job. I said, babe, we've been in Kansas 8 months. 8 months. We just bought a house. She's like, I think you should apply for the job. And so really my wife and I talked about it. She really said, hey, she kind of pushed me towards it. And I waited. The job had been open almost 2 months before I applied. Yeah. I was one of the last people to apply for the job. Sent everything in, and then it was a week later, got a phone call, then another interview, then another interview, then wound up being on a plane out here interviewing. And 2 weeks later, December 14th, I was, on the podium in front of cameras and faculty and students being announced. And it was exciting whirlwind, experience, but it was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I have to say, I was in some of those interviews, and football coaches are not known for being low key, and you know, most of them have a lot of energy, but I can say you had more energy than everybody we interviewed. and if you've ever seen Sean talk, there is one thing he does not lack, and that is energy. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk more. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sean Daniel, head football coach at Simpson University.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
All right. This is Ken White in for Carl Bott, who is on assignment. You could call this the Simpson Extravaganza. Today is all about Simpson University, their athletic programs, and some of the other things going on out there. In studio with us is the head football coach, now in his second year at Simpson University, Sean Daniel, who has been coaching for over 20 years and brings with him a wealth of experience and some really fun stories. We were talking at break about some of the stuff he's experienced in his coaching career. Before we get to that, I just want to again shout out the weather. I read the weather forecast for the next 5, 6, 7 days earlier in the first segment, and I'll just summarize it. Sunny and warm for the next 7 days, highs reaching the 70s, maybe mid-70s later in the week. Today, a high of 66 and windy for the next couple of days. We're going to see gusts up to about 30 miles an hour, so bring those patio umbrellas down so they don't end up in somebody else's yard or windshield. Today, Ken White in for Carl Bott. Sean Daniel in for, Linda, definitely not as good looking as Linda, but, that joke has been used twice and I won't use it again. Sean, you shared in the first segment a lot about your coaching history and, what's brought you to Simpson University. Tell me a little bit about, the things, the differences and the similarities in some of the places that you've coached, what you see are trends. We've seen so much change in the NCAA. Simpson is NAIA. And one of the things I've learned is the NAIA has some really good football programs. And people don't sometimes think of that because they think SEC and Division I and every kid on the planet, it's like that's their dream to go play football at an SEC or Division I school. And so much change going on there, so many conferences disappearing. NAIA, I see, it potentially is having a bit of a competitive advantage with all of that change. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at big school versus small school, the Power Fives, they're a league. They're becoming more of a professional sport than they are a college, where they're more like an NFL type caliber than they are college. They are separating themselves, one, because of money, financing, TV. I mean, the $1 billion TV contracts that they're getting, it's now coming back into the players, which I am one of those guys that firmly believe in the players getting paid. I believe that there's money coming around. There's billions of dollars out there. So who gets it? It's gonna be somebody. If it's not the players, it's gonna be the university. It's gonna be other individuals. People are gonna benefit from that. So the ones that are actually playing the game and having experience and learning, I'm all for that. Them getting paid in that aspect, I have no issue with that. But along with that, there has to be an education. You're getting a kid from Los Angeles or Reading or New York, doesn't matter, and all of a sudden he's an 18-year-old kid, and now you're giving him hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. Well, who is the one that is going to invest in that kid and talk to them about, and a kid, they're not an adult, a kid, about money.
I mean, legally they're an adult, yeah. but mindset-wise, we all know.
You're going to have to surround that person with financial advisors. You're going to have to, someone about, hey, do you want to invest this in stocks? Do you want to put it in a savings? Do you want to get CDs? And they have no clue about that, especially, think about, kids coming up in whatever neighborhood. For myself, I grew up in a 32-foot-long Airstream trailer. My parents didn't know anything about that kind of level of money. I mean, we were so poor, people robbed our house for practice. I mean, you take me and I get that kind of money, I would have no clue what to do with that kind of money.
So how does the NAIA differ than the NCAA in that regard? NIL, the whole onset of the name, image, likeness stuff. What does that mean for the NAIA?
Right, so the NAIA actually passed that before the NCAA did.
Oh, wow.
So the NAIA passed it. So it's just we're on a smaller scale. So if I were to go out and I cannot go and recruit businesses to give money to our players. I cannot physically do that. I can't go out and, go talk to the car dealership about getting a player a car. I can't be proactive in that. I can help facilitate, but I cannot be the one proactively going getting this stuff. But a business can approach me and say, hey, we're the local grocery store and we'd like to help out and give a gift certificate of $100 to, five of your players, and I'll give a list, and I go, okay, let's give it to the quarterback, defensive end, and corner, whatever they're going to be, and they can do that without me going to solicit. So they can do that. So either way, it can be cash. It can be, hey, won't you come out and, do a commercial with the car dealership, and we'll give you $1,000. Hey, we can do that. Or, hey, come sign autographs or do something. to be a part of that. So there's ways for the community to have a part in, you know, name, image, likeness, and be a part of that helping out the players. So it's not illegal in that aspect. And a lot of NAIA schools and Division II schools are doing that, but it's not on the hundreds of thousands or million-dollar scale. It's simply on the gift card, the donations of food, or even a small level of finances for the players.
So you know, when you read all the big headlines about the big schools, what you're seeing, and particularly with regard to the NCAA and violations, you see this all the time. Somebody offered somebody or gave somebody something that they weren't supposed to get. Reggie Bush, you know, comes to mind, and the whole
give him his Heisman back,
you know, right? Yeah, and all of what he encountered now is all legal in the NCAA. But how do you incentivize a player to come to Simpson University in Redding, California, and show them that it's worth their time and effort, and their college football experience is going to be something that they're not only proud of but will benefit from? How do you incentivize that?
I think, you know, the difference between large, you know, the Power Fives and everybody else is Power Fives has all the money and giving. We don't. So we're going to focus on the number one thing, earning a degree. Getting a chance to get a degree, get a great education. So we are competing against, for ourselves, our biggest competition is Division II's out of California. So the question is, hey, do you want your son to go to, you know, North Dakota? Do you want your son to go to Texas? Do you want your son to go to Missouri? Or do you want your son to go 2 hours north up to Reading? So I'm like, hey, and they may say, okay, maybe they have a better deal of maybe $2,000 or $3,000. Well, you're going to spend that in just airfare, food, books, and new clothing.
Which you know? Leads my next question. You know, you talk about coming 2 hours north. Obviously, that you're probably thinking about places like Sacramento,
yeah,
and major metro areas in the Bay Area or something like that. What is the makeup of your team geographically? Where are the biggest percentage of players coming
from?
Sure.
You know, I would say the north. I say Sacramento North right now makes up over a third of our team. Right now, we have a lot of guys, well over a third of our team, they're less than 2 hours away. And then we do really well in the Valley, Bakersfield to Fresno. Like, the Valley is huge for us. We probably have over a third of our team from right this and that area.
There's some big kids down in that area,
it is. You know, we got guys coming from Bakersfield or Shafter or Fresno or, you know, Sanger. I mean, guys just out there. We have a handful of guys from L.A. We really don't go south of the Grapevine, but so we say the Valley, and then we say Sacramento and north. I mean, we got guys from eight-man football teams from up there in the mountains, which great football players. No one's talking to them. No one's recruiting them, but we are. We want the kids.
One of the things I learned having I grew up here in Northern California, but moved to SoCal for a couple of years. And in that process, my son played baseball. And up here in Northern California, we did travel ball. We were every little town from here to, you know, the northern part of Oregon. And then we go down to Southern California. And his first, scrimmage game, I'm sitting down, and some guy with a notebook sits down next to me, and he didn't look familiar. He wasn't wearing any, you know, brands or anything. And I thought, that's interesting. What's he doing with the notebook? And he every once in a while, this one player would come up and he'd take a few notes, and then about two or three other guys come down, and they all knew each other, and they're sitting there talking and more notebooks, and all of a sudden this one player again gets up and all five of them go to the fence. I realize there are five pro scouts at this scrimmage to view, you know, a player who then went on to Ole Miss and became an All-American and
That
kind of stuff. So the volume, I think the difference between the North State and Southern California is two things. One, volume. You got 33 million people down there. And two, media exposure. L.A. is a huge media market.
Taught me.
So that's why
in New York.
That's why they get paid attention to.
Yeah.
So getting those recruits, they don't have to travel very far to go find a recruit. They've got a huge pool to choose from. But that doesn't necessarily negate the quality of talent north of there.
Right.
So, like you talked about, the folks in the Valley and up here in Northern California, there's amazing, amazing talent, and you're finding some of that.
I'm from Kern County. I'm from Taft,
right.
Little oil field town. So I recruit Kern County. I'm down there in Bakersfield and getting kids from Delano and Taft and Tehachapi and all those schools.
And name
seven,
some of,
eight
name,
guys.
Name some big names that people would recognize from those areas.
Sure, yeah. So T.J. Stoker's are one of our starting corner. He's from Ridgeview High School and Bader Bakersfield. He is one of the most talented athletes I've ever, in 23 years, been around. This kid, I mean, he can.
And he plays corner for
he
you?
He plays corner for us. If he could play on our baseball team, he could play on our basketball team, he could probably be on our volleyball team. This guy is such a talented, athletic guy. It's just so impressive. And so we get him to come up and selling on him. He was here last year. So selling a dream, well, hey, come here, play two football games, red shirt.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one to sell. We got 60 kids to buy into it. And, he's amazing, but phenomenal human being, great character. Great in the classroom, but phenomenal on the football field. He's going to win a lot of games for us.
Well, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Right now, we're headed to a commercial. We're in with head coach Sean Daniel from Simpson University Red Hawk football. Back in a minute.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Gossip Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
All right, Sean. Ken White, Sean Daniel. This is Ken White from Simpson University in for Carl Bott on assignment. We're in studio today for a Simpson extravaganza. It's the whole show from here until 9 o'clock is all about Simpson athletics and other programs And we're in with head football coach Sean Daniel, now in his second year at Simpson University, building a brand new program. Last year, Sean, you guys went on the road for your very first football game. And I got to see some of the highlights. I unfortunately couldn't travel. You went up and played George Fox.
Yes.
Who's had a program for a few years now.
Yeah, the head coach got hired about 10 years ago to restart the program. They had the program. They cut it in the 80s, and they brought it back. And awesome. He's done a phenomenal job.
Well, and tell us a little bit about that game. And, you know, I'll set you up here a little bit with the softball. But Simpson goes up there in their very first football game with how many freshmen on your team?
Oh, yeah. So we went up there with about 52 football players. Out of the 52, six of them were transfers. The rest were 18-year-old freshmen.
18-year-old freshmen. So you go up and you play a team that's been around a while. And you go in at halftime down how much?
It was 26-6. We scored the opening touchdown. So our third series, we scored a touchdown. Then we didn't have a kicker, so we always have to go to two for two. That was terrible. We got like nine kickers now. We're getting some kickers. We scored the touchdown. So we're up 6-0, and then they turn and score 26 points before halftime.
So you go in at halftime down three scores. What do you do to rally your troops in their very first game down three scores?
Yeah, it was interesting. You walk in with the staff. You know, right at halftime, the first thing you do, players go in the locker room and coaches meet. And it's for me to get a gauge on and say my piece with the staff. And I walk in and say, all right, guys, just with our coaches, I'm thinking, okay, this can go two ways. One, we can come back and be competitive, or they're going to go hang another 60 points on us, And so I turned to the defensive coordinator.
Which we may see this next season, right? Yeah.
So I turned to the defensive coordinator. I said, all right, back your corners up, get your safeties. Hey, what coverages are you playing? And just simplify it. Make it simple. Run cover three or cover four. Okay, that's it. No more of this. Okay. Just kind of like lay the law down in that aspect and just say be
big
simple.
Picture stuff,
yeah,
right?
Big picture. Talk to the, and then of course I call the offense. So I'm turning myself like, get more yards, So, but it was great. And I walk in the halftime. We talk to offense, talk to defense, and we come together as a team. That at that moment when the defense comes walking into the locker room, there was no bickering, there was no arguing, there was no finger pointing, there was no you do this, I do that, you do your job, you focus on this, I'll take care of my own bit. I've been in locker rooms where we've had fights at locker room in halftime. Like it was so calm and so peaceful. And I remember turning to our, we're walking out, and turning to our guys, I said, I think we're going to win this game. I think we're our guys were ready. Now that was our first game, and I didn't know. It's like I'm going to a football game. I don't know what I have. I don't know what the quarterback can do. I don't think O-line can do. We've never played before. Right. We didn't even scrimmage. So I'm like, I don't know what our guys can do. What they can handle the pressure or whatever it was. And so of course we kick off to them. They go three and out. They punt the ball to us. And our first play, Romeo Clark, which is how we got him. Coach Garrett Sandow recruited him.
By the way,
Romeo Clark.
His parents were brilliant. I'm just going to tell you right now.
He might be one of the top five running backs I have ever coached in 23 years.
Wow.
He is so impressive. We hand the ball off to him. He goes 60 yards.
Isn't his picture on all of our stuff? Is that the guy?
No, that's Braden Bishop. It's
Braden
the guy.
Bishop. There's another guy.
There you go.
Like that.
That's
Bishop
our Cottonwood.
Romeo Clark.
He's at West Valley. He's the face of the program.
Oh,
he's on billboards. Yeah, Romeo is.
He's the guy with the little dimple.
Yeah, real handsome.
Okay.
And so Romeo is impressive. He's a 1,400 yard rusher. He can get 1,400 yards a season. He's that good. We hand the ball off, team score a touchdown. We turn around and we win 28-26. They don't score a point. Our defense gets three takeaways and we win the, of course we score our last point. So there's like a minute 40 left in the game. And then all of a sudden, we take a knee to end it. They throw a pick, we get the ball, and we take a knee. And our guys didn't know what to do, so I have to waste the time out. And we practice our victory formation. We practice it. But they went nuts on the sideline. They're going crazy. And I'm like, so I call a timeout, coach them up. Please take the snap and take a knee, and the game's over. I don't want you to fumble the ball on the 20-yard line. And game's over, and the Gatorade bath, and people are going nuts. And it was just a great experience. And it's interesting because we're shaking hands with the other opponent, and I look over, and Dr. Hall's on the football field with
That's
his eyes.
President, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah. On the field with his tablet, filming this, and his smile couldn't get any bigger. And he was so jacked up about this, and he being there and seeing it, and then the parents were on the football field, and we had more fans than they did at the time, and and we walk, there's 400 or 500 of our fans drive up to, you know, to George Fox, and we just celebrate together. I mean, water going there, Gator going there. Trust me, we use that for a week of celebrations.
Well, I've got my own little story about Dr. Hall and football. Right. So, which is actually pretty cool because I'd only been at Simpson a year when Dr. Hall came, to join the university as their 15th president. And what I found interesting in one of my first conversations with him, we were kind of talking about what to expect in the next few years, right, and what kind of some of the benchmarks were. And somehow football came up. And I said, how soon do you think we could start football? He said, we're probably 5 years out from starting football. But it was on his radar. It wasn't like, we'll never go there or we'll see. It was like, no, we're going to do this probably in about 5 years. So just hang on for the ride. And guess what? Year five, he got hired. So I just have to compliment him on the vision. Simpson has been in a major turnaround. And I think we're finally, as I see it, having grown up here, we're finally starting to grow into what this community needs.
Oh, I agree.
And that's what is so exciting to me, to have somebody like you with the energy. And here's you said 60 or 52 freshmen, all wide-eyed and, you know, just have no clue. And so they're just willing to learn and run through a wall for you. And I think it's awesome to see that energy because I think the fans in this community are going to love that. They're going to just go out there and see so much, drive to win and character. I know you have emphasized character, and we'll get into that a little bit more in the next segment. But, I think the Simpson Redhawk football program is something that is fun. I remember leaning over to the president at the beginning of this a couple of years ago, and I said, it is so fun to be part of a movement.
Oh, yes.
We were on the front end of what I consider to be a movement, and I think I don't think that the community has quite seen that yet because Simpson has still been in that turnaround space. But, man, I think your program and so many of the other programs, athletic programs at Simpson, are such a big part of that turnaround and being a bigger part of the community. And I'm excited to watch you and all of them.
There's multiple times in a week I get stopped by some random stranger that I don't know, and they're asking about season tickets. They're asking me about games. I was at jury duty this week, right? And I come walking in, and the guy turns to me, the marshal. And he's like, are you Coach Daniel? I'm like, oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Hands up. I didn't know what to do. Yes, sir. And he's like, hey, how do I get season tickets? And it was just like in the middle of, and then here comes another marshal. I was like, yeah, I watched the interview. Hey, what's one of your practices? And I'm like, and who? Yeah, it's just kind of, it's surreal. You're walking down the street, and, I was at Maxwell's, which is just right next door, and the guy walks up to me, and he puts his big, I mean, this guy's 6'6", puts his hand on the table, says, where do I buy tickets? And I was like, huh? I was so confused. He's like, you're the coach, right? And I said, yes, sir. Yeah, please don't hurt me.
Yeah.
he's like, me and my wife are so excited about a 4-year program. He said, I just want to support. How can I buy tickets? So I'm getting that through every day. And it's not just me, it's the rest of our staff. And so there is a buzz and excitement about Simpson, about the football program, about growing, developing, because I think, our first pick game, I wouldn't be surprised if we had 8,000 to 10,000 people there. We wouldn't be shocked.
I know we're not there yet. I know that Simpson has a ways to go. But what I'm most excited about is that I see us going there.
Oh, yeah.
And as a kid, I remember as a kid thinking, man, I wish we had a program. I wish we had a school we could go watch athletics, and I wish there was a 4-year university. And naturally, Simpson arrives in 1989, a year after I graduated high school, and I'd already had my plans in place. So, and I didn't know much about them. And if you knew Simpson then, you would have never imagined we'd be where we are now.
Sure.
It was one building for classes, one dormitory, and a lot of dirt.
No, man.
And I was on their campus that year in '89. And man, it is exciting to see. So one of the big questions everybody's asking, Sean, is where are you going to play?
Sure.
Simpson doesn't yet have a stadium or a football
field.
Where are you going to play?
So we signed a contract. We're working with Foothill High School down in Palisade, which is great. I mean,
same colors.
Same colors. Head coach there at Foothill, Ross, just amazing man, and talking to him and you know, okay, we need help at this time. One, help with facilities. Because, you know, to start off, to build a stadium is going to be $20+ million. So if you're out
I'm the fundraiser.
If so you're out there,
let's just say it's going to be less than that. But
let's get this thing going. I'm like, yeah, we got we get some, you know, name, and you can put your name on a stadium. I got to
phase
for
that, by the way. Yeah, there you go.
So it's going to be the cost factor and thing. But right now, playing the Foothills is fine, and we're going to be there on Saturday afternoon or evening, whatever time it is, and that's
and
it.
They seat 10,000 people.
It'll be fine. Parking's fine. It's going to be great atmosphere. It's, you know, not too far from the campus. We'll practice, of course, on campus. The games will be there. But, yeah, it will have our parking spaces, and we'll have our season tickets and our concessions and the college football, you know, hopefully the air cannon shooting the T-shirts in the air and, you know, cheerleaders and having a great time. Good atmosphere.
So after the break, we'll talk more about the upcoming season, some of your players, character, things like that. But right now we gotta pay the bills. So,
let's go.
We'll let us do that. Ken White, in for Carl Bott, in with Sean Daniel, head football coach at Simpson University.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
experience for the first time, glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I like CCNR. I like that. That's awesome. Ken White in for Carl Bott, who's on assignment. This is the Simpson Extravaganza. We just kind of took over the show this morning. I'm in with Sean Daniel, head football coach at Simpson University, now in his second year. Before we get to Sean, I want to just kind of highlight everybody on what to expect for the weather over the next week. Today we're going to see sunny with a high of 66. We've got some wind for the next couple of days, high gusts up to about 30 miles an hour, so bolt it down. And for the next week, oh, man, it's just a really complicated forecast. So sunny and highs in the 70s. There you go. That's it. Next 7 days. So,
amen.
Hey, Sean's liking that because practice is going to get a lot more comfortable.
Spring
right?
ball starts there, in 2 weeks.
There
man.
You go.
2 weeks.
So, Sean, we ended the break talking a little bit about what were we talking about? I think the schedule, the facility, where we're going to play, that sort of thing. So tell me a little bit about the upcoming season, who we playing, when we playing. Is the schedule out? How do people find out? How do
sure.
they get tickets? All
the
that
schedule
kind
of schedule is not out yet, but I can tell you who we're playing. We are still waiting on one more contract, which is
to finalize the
to
full
finalize
season.
A full season. Where you know it's pretty much a handshake agreement between me and the head coach.
And how many games are we looking at?
10 games.
Ten games.
And so this is the kind of the one in the middle of the season we're figuring out. So it's interesting. So we'll have a scrimmage. You know, August 24th. You know. A local team with Butte has reached out. Shasta's reached out. So we're not traveling for it.
So your first game is August 20th?
No, that would be a scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
So our first game ever will be August 31st. August 31st, we are going up to College of Idaho. So the way to kick it off, we decided to play the number 3 team in the nation. So, but I tell you what, you know, and so when I got approached, So they came up and asked me, and here's my thing. I back down from nobody. I will play anybody anywhere. I don't care. And I'm just cocky enough and believe enough that our players can go up and we can compete with anybody. And I want to find out how good we are from day one. I don't want to wait till the third or fourth game. Day one, game one.
Expose all the
let's
holes.
Go. Yeah. Let's figure it out. And I'm going to go up there and I'm going to win a football game.
There you go.
We're going to do what we can to compete and win a game.
And where is College of Idaho? What town?
It's outside of Boise.
Yeah. So any fans out there listening, get the buses rented.
Yeah, you know, let's go.
We need a contingent up there.
And then we have back-to-back home games. So September 7th, PLU, Pacific Lutheran University out of Tacoma, Washington, is flying in down. We'll play at Foothill High School on September 7th. And then we follow that September 14th. With a home game against Southern Oregon. Now, Southern Oregon has done a phenomenal job. New head coach, this will be his second year. He got hired last year and beat College of Idaho at the end of the year. He's done a great job. And they do recruit, you know, Sacramento, some of the North State. And so that'll be a really competitive game. And they're, you know, Ashland, Oregon, so they're 2 hours away. But they're going to come down here, so we're going to play.
So you got two home games in a row.
Two home games in a row, yeah. So, which would be exciting. And then September 21st, we go to Carroll College. That's in Montana. It's about 16-hour. And we're going to be bus riding these things because we don't have a plane yet. You know,
That
money's got to go.
The sponsorship dollars aren't rolling in at 7 figures yet.
So Carroll College, which will be a top 25 football team, we're going to go up and play them. And then we come back, and then we go to Willamette, a D3 school in Salem, Oregon, on September 28th. So there's our first games, and so we will play in our first 5 football games, 2 Division IIIs, 2 top 25 NAIA football programs.
Wow.
And then we'll have a bye, and then right now we're in negotiations with another team, and that will I'll be on 12th. And then here's our next 3 stretch. October 19th, we go back to Montana and play Montana Tech. Once again, a top 25 football team. Went to the playoffs last year. And so we'll be playing them, big game, and then we go on the road to Eastern Oregon. LaGrange, Oregon.
You're testing my knowledge.
I don't know. It's one of those. It's LaGrange something.
Yeah.
And so we go up there and play them, and then we come back on November 2nd for a home game. and that will be against Pacific Northwest up in Kirk. We played them last year. It's the second game. They're a two-year school up in Kennewick, Washington, so they're going to come down. So be great. It'll be the third home game, our last home game, but it'll be, you know, November 2nd, playing then in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon there. It's going to be awesome. Then we have a bye, and then we end at Arizona Christian in Phoenix, Arizona on the 16th of November. So that's the schedule that we're going to get. We'll publicize this. We'll put on the website. We'll put on Twitter. We'll put on Facebook. All social media outlets will get it once we finalize.
Where will the schedule be posted? I know. I'm asking you.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, everywhere. Yeah. Trust me. Facebook,
but
Twitter.
If I were today, I know you said it's not posted today, sure. But if I were to want to put that in my favorites. And
it's going to be on our football website. Okay. And so yeah, it would be. It's a Simpson Athletics website. You go there. And
SimpsonRedHawks.com.
Yep.
Is that the one?
Yep. And okay. The Simpson football will be. You click on that, you'll see our schedule. Is also that you'll be able to see, you know, bios of the coaches as well as the players' information, all that stuff. So we're amping that up. And by the way, we've launched a new website. So, thank you, Aaron and Lacey and Markin. Great job. I'm going to plug
Simpson
you.
Website's
oh,
beautiful.
Awesome, man.
Absolutely.
They have done phenomenal job. So, Lacey and Aaron, yeah, great job, by the way. A little shout out.
So if you want more information about Simpson, it's simpsonu.edu. If you want more information about Simpson Redhawk Athletics, it's simpsonredhawks.com.
Yeah.
And Sean, as we end this segment, I want to talk about, one, a couple of your players. You mentioned Romeo Clark Stokes. What was the first name?
TJ.
TJ. Yeah. Isn't there a JJ Stokes or something out there? So you got Stokes and Clark. Name another one or two players that you're really, I mean, I know you're excited about all
sure,
of them, but
sure, sure.
What are some of the ones that the fans out there are going to see and get excited about?
The one that you always got to start with the quarterback. You know, gotcha. Caleb Anderson has come in, and he's from American Canyon High School. And he's
in Sacramento.
American Canyon's up closer to the Bay Area.
Oh, okay.
So he's coming
in. I'm thinking
in.
Of American River. Sorry.
Diego. He is he came in, has just did a phenomenal job. He's talented. He's very bright, smart kid, got a great arm.
And again, his name?
Caleb Anderson.
Caleb Anderson. Yeah, so everybody write that down. You're going to see Caleb Anderson.
You always
got
to start with the quarterback. Yeah. And so he's done a fun. He actually had him on the Car Watch show. He came in.
Oh, awesome.
Get him interviewed. So he'll be up here interviewing on the radio.
And you expect him to be your starter? Is that what I'm
well,
hearing?
Yes, right now.
Is he in competition for
yes,
that spot?
Yes,
and who,
in the competition.
What's another one of the competitors he's up against?
Well, we got, you know, for us, we got more guys we're going to be bringing in this year. So we're not ringing in transfer quarterbacks, a lot of them. We have Aiden Rangel, which is a transfer quarterback, but we're not bringing any more. So we have two going in that's really kind of competing for the starting job. But, you know.
And I know you have a lot of
program.
Local players, too.
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, Braden Bishop, you know, he'll be our free safety.
West Valley?
Yeah, West Valley, Cottonwood kid, yeah, West Valley. Awesome. He's been on the radio show. He's on the billboards. He's our face of the program.
Gotcha.
You know, so he's been everywhere. Phenomenal, I mean, amazing guy. We got a couple guys out of Sutter. Oh, my God. Sutter High School football. Way to go, man. I mean, we got three players, a safety, H-back, and a center. You know, Jared Emery, you know, Luke Miller, you know, just they came
oh,
in.
Oh, Luke
first
Miller.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Threw the first touchdown pass ever right there. There on a special play.
There you go.
But you know, getting those
and
guys.
And that highlights
year,
on the Simpson website,
is,
by the way,
is,
in the
is.
Reel. There. Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
And Jared Emery, which is he'll be probably our starting center right now. He's our center right now. He's doing great. Engineering major. You got to have smart centers. Great job. You know, it's just awesome to get those guys in.
And one of the things that I just have to highlight. You have, when we talked as you came on and started recruiting, what the number one thing you told me you were looking for was not talent. I mean, you went after talent, don't get me wrong, but your first priority, because you knew these would be the leaders over the next 4 years, what was it you were looking for?
You know, we got to find guys, one, that's got the character and the stamina to withstand college football. It's a grind. It's a grind. You have to love the game of football. You have to love, on a scale of 1 to 10, you better be a 10.
Yeah.
And loving the game of football and the grind, the academics are rigorous. But, man, we got to build a foundation first.
Yeah.
And that is with guys of great character, guys with great work ethic. And we can't miss on that. We can't bring in guys like, kind of questionable on his character.
I'm too good to work hard.
Kind of questionable on his academics. Can't do that. We have to bring in guys that are building a foundation in the level of character and the level of competitiveness and the drive. And we vet every one of our recruits, and they spend time with me and the other coaches. And so, yeah, we do our best to make sure we don't miss on a single one in that way. Cause in order for me to win year one, I got to win in the classroom. I got to win in the character on the class. There's so many things I have to do to win, and it's not on the football field. It's off the field. It's win the faculty, the staff, the administration. I got to win that area.
Sean, I am thrilled you're here. I'm thrilled for Simpson. I'm thrilled for our community. I feel like Simpson's going about this the right way. We're about ready to go to break and to national news. But I just want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you. And I want everybody to mark your calendars. September 7th, our first ever home game, Simpson University Red Hawk football. And put it on there, Foothill High School, September 7th.
Let's go.
You're going to see some fun stuff. And go to SimpsonRedHawks.com for more information or SimpsonU.edu. More Simpson extravaganza coming up after the news break. And Ken White, again, thank you. Sean Daniel, head football coach at Simpson University. God bless you.
We'll go see Red
you.
Hawks.
See you next hour. Go Red Hawks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest gauge of inflation came in hotter than expected. Prices at the wholesale level, as measured by the Producer Price Index, rose 0.6% January to February. Wall Street had been expecting a 0.3% increase. While President Biden campaigns today in Michigan, former President Trump is in a Florida courtroom where a federal judge is hearing arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Mr. Trump. His lawyers say the former president was entitled under the Presidential Records Act to keep the documents under lock and key at Mar-a-Lago. Defense lawyers cheering a Georgia judge's ruling in one of the criminal cases against Mr. Trump.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed six of the charges in the indictment, including three against former President Trump. John Acevedo at the Emory University School of Law explains why.
There is more than enough facts alleged in the indictment, but the district attorney forgot to state which law was being violated.
The order does leave many other charges intact, including 10 counts against Trump. And Acevedo says the ruling does not necessarily kill the case.
It's a small error, and it's something that can be remedied, but it's going to cause quite a bit of delay.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Spring-like weather prevails across parts of the country, but not in the Mile High City. Denver and surrounding areas dealing with a major snowstorm. And gorilla hail is what they're calling the huge chunks of ice that fell from the sky across parts of Missouri and in Kansas.
2.75-inch diameter, so baseball-sized hail, damaging car windows, 2 miles east-southeast of Bonner Springs.
That's the National Weather Service's David Roth. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red following the latest inflation update. The Dow down 63 points. The S&P is off 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
President Biden says this U.S. manufacturer should remain in American hands.
President Joe Biden says he opposes a planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan. The president is releasing a statement today saying that it's vital that U.S. Steel remain an American steel company that's domestically owned and operated. Biden says in a statement that he does not support the purchase of U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel of Japan, and that U.S. Steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century. Biden has made the restoration of American manufacturing a cornerstone of his agenda as he seeks another term in the White House, and he has the endorsement of the AFL-CIO and several other prominent unions. Nippon Steel announced in December that it wanted to buy U.S. Steel for $14.1 billion in cash. Donna Water, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a new poll on homosexuality.
Close to 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBT, according to a new Gallup poll. 12.4% of millennial women and 5.4% of millennial men identify as homosexual. Gallup's report says generational differences and trends point to higher rates of LGBT identification. Many psychologists say it's due to social contagion. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Elon Musk has abruptly canceled the Don Lemon Show. It's a talk show on his social media network X. The move to cancel the show came after the former CNN anchor recorded an interview with the billionaire for the show's as-yet-unaired first episode. Musk owns a site formerly known as Twitter, frequently proclaims himself a free speech absolutist. X said only that it decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with Lemon Show. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, if you're just joining us, the first hour, you can tell this is not Carl Bott. Carl Bott is on assignment. I'm Ken White from Simpson University. Because Carl is on assignment, we've kind of taken over the show for the 2 hours starting at 7, and we're going to be here for another hour until 9 o'clock. And it is the Simpson extravaganza. We had in the first hour head football coach at Simpson University, Sean Daniel. So excited about that new program. And this hour we're going to have Norm Slosted, who is the division or regional director.
Multi-area
director for
California North State.
For the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we're going to talk about an event he's got coming up. Before we go there, just want to share, I know everybody's just dying to know what the weather's going to be like, if they haven't checked their phone yet this morning. And we're going to give you a forecast for the next 7 days. Today, we're going to be in the high of 66 with a little breezy. When I say a little breezy, get ready for gusts in the high 20s. So, you know, put the patio umbrellas down, keep anything that can blow away, tucked down and in the garage. Friday, tomorrow, high of 72, again sunny with some high winds, gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Saturday, a high of 72, again sunny, looks really good over the next week. Sunny and high of 77 on Sunday, so the weekend's looking to be great. Get out there to the lake, go fishing, do something fun outside. Monday, a high of 75. Tuesday, a high of 74. Again, sunny almost for the entire next week. And then next Wednesday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny, though, and a high near 71. So that's your weather forecast for the next week. Looks like it's going to be a good one. In studio with us today is Norm Slosted. He is the multi-area director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, also a former Simpson employee, and he's here to talk a little bit about an event that is coming up. But before we go there, Norm, tell us a little bit about you. What brought you to the North State? I know a little bit about your background, but tell our listeners a little bit about you. I know football, having Sean here just a little bit, has been a big part of your life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I grew up in Orange County and then moved for high school over to the Santa Cruz area, went to Aptos High School, and then I went down to Azusa Pacific University. I played football there and had a very enjoyable, successful career, collegiate career there. And then I ended up getting married, and we lived in Texas for 12 years. I worked at Houston Baptist University. My background is in higher education, working in student life. And we moved here to the area to get my parents settled in while I was looking for positions around the country. And they had been living with us because we had their only grandkids for a while. And we moved up here because I have a brother, Troy Slosted, who retired from teaching at Anderson High School. So we moved up here, and then the opportunity to work with Fellowship of Christian Athletes opened up, and I love sports. I love the ministry, and we answered the call, decided to stay. So I'm responsible for pioneering the ministry of FCA in the 15 most northern counties.
Wow, so that's a big region.
If you go down to Butte County and then up into the mountains and then over to the coast all the way to the Oregon border, those 15 that's counties. So we're just scratching the surface, just getting started, but we're excited here in Shasta County. We just certified our last staff advisor for FCA at Central Valley, and so we are hoping that that club, we call them huddles, will launch here shortly. So we have FCA huddles now on every public high school here in Shasta County.
That's
so we're excited
awesome.
About that.
That's yeah. awesome. And having ended the segment with Sean Daniel, we were talking about the emphasis on character. And I know that, that FCA, that is a big part of their focus, is helping young people, particularly athletes, develop in character. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. We are a sports ministry. Of course, we focus on character and faith development. Our goal is to see communities transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. We believe coaches and athletes have incredible impact in our society and in our communities and on our campuses. And so we want to engage them, equip them, and empower them to have a positive impact on their campuses. So character is a big deal. One of the models we use is a pyramid of the three dimensions of coaching. That first layer is the fundamentals, X's and O's, the conditioning, weight training. That second one is having to do with the psychology of sports, you know, motivation and team camaraderie, et cetera. And then that third one is having to do with the heart, you know, what is the character, the faith, component. And as coaches, we have an incredible opportunity to speak into those areas and use what I call this laboratory of sports, where you have teachable moments all the time to help a young person understand what it means to defer gratification, to, be a leader, deal with disappointment, so forth. And so when there was a study that was done, and it showed that only 8% of the coaches that were in this study had any intentional strategy for addressing the heart issues, that character formation, spiritual formation. And so that's something that we want to try to encourage coaches to use that platform that they have to do just that.
Well, we've seen in the news even this week where, you know, Coach Saban, formerly now retired at Alabama, still hard to believe that, talking about the reason he got out and that he and his wife kind of had this aha moment where it was, hey, why are we doing this? If we're not going to have the opportunity to develop character in these young people, then maybe it's time to hang up the whistle. So,
yeah.
I'm excited that we're focusing on that in our community.
Yeah.
I'm excited that you're leading that charge. You're no stranger to athletics. I know mm-hmm. you played football at APU. In fact, there's some pretty high profile players you played with. Tell us about that.
Well, I played with Doug Barnett was a teammate of mine, and he went to the L.A. Rams as a long snapper primarily. Just shortly after I graduated, probably the most notable would be Christian Okoye,
yeah,
the Nigerian nightmare. So fortunately, he came after
Kansas,
me.
Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I went to the Kansas City Chiefs, was Rookie of the Year. You know, he's well-known for that, and I'm just glad that we weren't there at the same time because, you know, he was a running back and fast and big and strong, and I was a linebacker. So we would have met quite often during practice, and so probably was to my benefit that we weren't there at the same time.
And one of the things that caught my attention was that I think you shared APU, where Christian Okoye and you went to college and played football, was an NAIA school at that time. They weren't even NCAA, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So a lot of pros, maybe not a lot, but still a lot. There are pro athletes coming out of the NAIA that are going on to the NFL and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that it does happen, and it's amazing because the NFL they know how to find people.
Yeah,
you know, they know how to find people, and they have systems. You know, I received some letters at the time, you know, from a few of the NFL teams just inquiring, asking for my information, and so I sent those back, and you know, in the end, you know, a call didn't come, but they'll find people. So. Yes, even at NAIA schools, lower division schools in the NCAA, even they'll locate talent.
I think Sean was telling us at the break that people like Mark Kitna, is it John Kitna? The football player who was also at an NAIA school up in the Pacific Northwest and went on to the NFL. So yeah. So Simpson being an NAIA school, don't knock it. It's going to have some great talent out there. So as we come up on the commercial break, as we get back, we're going to talk more about the FCA event coming up in April.
Okay.
And what that's about and what it means for the community in Simpson and how people can get involved. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Let KCNR pay their bills, and I'll be back in a minute with Norm Slosted, multi-area director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State.
warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the
desert. Norm, you get. I'll give you a nickel if you can name the band on that one.
Bread? No.
Come on, Christina, help us out.
America?
That was America. How can we forget that? Oh my gosh!
But that, you're right. That was my era.
The horse with no name.
That's right.
Yeah. Back in college, I was I put in quotes DJ because I really wasn't. I mean, I had a night job before automation and radio, and we used to play all of that stuff.
Okay.
And I can't remember it for the life of me because I'm getting old. But Ken White in for Carl Bott, who is on assignment. This is the Simpson Extravaganza. Carl, we took over your program, and everything's about Simpson today. I hope you don't mind. We are in studio with Norm Slosted, the multi-area director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And Norm is also a former Simpson employee. And in fact, he's had a multi-decade career in Christian higher education. Very, very lucky to have him in studio. Very, very fortunate to have him in the area. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, if you all don't know, is an amazing program that really helps student athletes grow in their spiritual formation, their character, and as athletes, because all of those things, as you know, build success in life. And so we're just really grateful that Norm is here. Norm, you are hosting, in conjunction with Simpson University, an event on April 13th called Night of Champions. Tell us about Night of Champions and what is the vision and mission of that event?
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm really grateful to have Simpson as a partner. We're really partnering in this event. We are, you know, missionally, we're aligned with one another in terms of our core values and what we want to accomplish in the community and with our, you know, respective students that we have influence over and impact on. And so it's just really been great to be able to partner with Simpson in this event. Night of Champions is basically a youth rally. It is our desire to see it be a signature youth event here in Reading and in the North State. Last year we actually had a group of students that came all the way from Alturas.
Wow.
For the event, and then turned around and drove all the way back.
Same
after
day.
The event. Yeah.
Wow.
So we really want it to be a signature event that every year people are asking, when is it? You know, what's the date? You know, that they're coming. And because of that, we are underwriting the event. Simpson and FCA underwrite the event. And we are always soliciting and asking for like-minded individuals that have the capacity and the desire to sow into this type of event to contact us about maybe being able to share in the expense and underwrite some of what's going on. So,
the reason somebody might get interested in that is that it's my understanding that the event is designed to be extraordinarily fun, first and foremost.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you've got a lot of activity out there for junior high and high school students to come out and engage with. I think they've got a skateboard portion this year. They've had games. There's free food.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, if you get free food involved, the young people show up.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing that you've got as part of this event, and this is the character building piece, is you've got some amazing speakers. You've got a gentleman who is a guest chaplain for some pro and college teams in the Houston area. Tell us about him.
Sure. Salim Kayla is actually a personal friend. He was on staff when I was serving as the vice president for student affairs at Houston Baptist University. It's now Houston Christian University. And he was he's on the campus ministries staff there at the university. But he is really an anointed evangelist speaker, and he's got an incredible testimony And he will be coming and sharing his testimony and then sharing a gospel message with invitation at the end. And we're just excited to have him. He is called upon in the Houston area to speak at FCA events quite frequently. He's had opportunities to speak to the Texans, the Rockets, the University, the Rice Owls. Yeah. And so he's really, like I said, an anointed speaker, and he'll be coming and sharing with us, and it's going to be – he'll be great.
Now he's your keynote that
night, correct? He's the closing speaker. And then just before him, we have Leah Brown Amico. And Leah is actually – she's a three-time gold medalist on the USA softball team. So three Olympics in a row, she participated and was part of winning a gold medal. So
this is a baseball softball community. I remember the King and his Court used to play here quite frequently. That's a traveling softball team, kind of like the Globetrotters. I know that Simpson's own softball team won a national championship in 2015, and they're perennial contenders every year. And then the softball community. I mean, everybody, it seems like, plays in a recreational softball league around here. So having Leah come, that sounds really exciting. Three-time gold medalist,
and she is now a executive consultant. So she goes out and consults to major companies on the subject of leadership. And so she's going to come and talk about, students and the need for and the opportunity for them to exercise bold leadership on their campus.
This might be good for parents, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, I know. Every time I talk about it, like last night, I was at an event and I was sharing about this, and I had a couple of the adults say, hey, can we come? We'll come and volunteer. They wanted to come and hear the event.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of local folks that are speaking too. A professional wakeboarder and a person who's done competitive skateboarding.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Yeah. Jarrett Brantley just returned to the Reading area. Actually grew up here, went to Liberty Christian, and spent some years in Florida professionally wakeboarding in competitions. And also doing action sports camp activity, BMX biking, scooters, skateboarding, etc. And then Cody LeBoy has been a competitive skateboard for a number of years as well. And he is currently the middle school youth pastor at Little Country Church.
That's awesome.
And so what we did is when I connected with these guys, I thought, hey, we're going to use that barbecue time when we're having the barbecue out in the parking lot pre-program and have an action sports exhibition. So Cody invited some of his ambassador skateboard team. He performs with them. They'll go out and do exhibitions and then give testimony of their relationship with Jesus Christ. And they will so we got about five or six skateboarders coming. And then Jared has recruited some BMX bikers. And we'll have ramps and jumps and landing pads. And they'll be doing aerial tricks and this, that, and the other. And so it'll be really exciting. They're going to give away a free skateboard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, throughout the night, when everybody comes to the event, when they check in, they get a free event T-shirt. The admission is free. They get a free pass for the meal. We have a barbecue. And then they get a free ticket for a drawing. And throughout the night, we're giving away prizes, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But the skateboard. And then after that exhibition, then we'll go indoors for the main program. And
they get to hear from some of these amazing
speakers. And we'll be interviewing Jarrett and Cody together about their, how their sport became their identity and how that, they became very performance-based in terms of how they saw themselves, in terms of, again, their worth and their identity, and how their faith now has become where their identity is in Christ.
Well, I'm thrilled at that. One of the joys for me of working at Simpson University is the Christian atmosphere, and it's in what I have been so blessed by is that it's an integral part. It's not an add-on. Your faith is not something that you get to tack on to your life. Simpson approaches everything from we're created by God, and that's where your identity lies. And I know FCA subscribes to that same philosophy that we're all created by one God and share in His image. And so it's exciting to see an event like this that gets to kind of spread that message.
Yes, I would encourage. I've been reaching out to churches and youth pastors and trying to encourage them to bring their youth. This is again, we want this to be a signature event in Reading that every church, every school, every coach who's inclined would bring their kids to come and just be exposed to a great time. Like I said, music going. We got two LED video screens playing, highlights, and
this is fun.
Yeah, and we're giving out, like I said, the skateboard. We've also got a freestanding Pac-Man game. We're giving away.
Are you kidding?
We're giving away an electric scooter valued at $400.
Wow.
And then Chick-fil-A's donating cards and Burrito Banditos, so we're going to be giving away between 75 and 100 gift cards.
God bless our sponsors. Thank you for being a part of it, Burrito Bandito and Chick-fil-A. So it sounds like it's just going to be not just this big spiritual gathering. It's going to be an amazing, fun evening. And like I said, I think the spiritual aspect is just part of the event.
Yeah.
And so, I think a lot of people think of Christian rallies and things like that, and they don't think of fun.
Yeah.
They think of, something else, some sort of crusade or something like that. So this is exciting.
Well, during the 30 minutes from coming in, there's all kinds of games going. We've had dance-offs for prizes and so on and so forth. So it's a great time.
Well, when we get back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that and about the partnership with Simpson University. Ken White in with Norm Slosted. More after the break.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I always like hearing John Fogerty. I just, there's something about Creedence Clearwater Revival. It just, you know, kind of gets the blood moving.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit old school. Growing up in the 70s, you kind of hear some of that.
Yeah.
So I remember a 1975 Chevy Monte Carlo that my parents owned. Before seatbelt laws and all of that kind of stuff, laying in the front seat of my mom's lap, listening to that type of music as we're going on trips or something. And so it was good memories.
I had a 62, I think, or 63 Malibu convertible.
Beautiful.
And, the roof had leaked for a couple of years, and my dad would go out and before he went to work and you'd have to, margarine cup, scoop out the water. So when I inherited as my first car, I had to, you know, Rust-Oleum the floorboard and put in carpet, and the carpet scrap that I had was left over from the house, which at that time was avocado shag. Green shag. Shag carpet.
That's awesome. Ken White from Simpson University in for Carl Bott, who's on assignment. And we wish you well, Carl. Hope you're back soon. I want to get to the weather forecast for the next week. It is going to be a high of 66 and sunny today. Some wind, so hang in there. Keep everything buttoned up and in the garage. Windy today and tomorrow. Gusts up to about 30 miles an hour. But over the next week, it's going to be beautiful. This weekend is going to be awesome. Highs in the 70s. In fact, Sunday it looks like it's going to be nearing 80 degrees. 77 is the predicted high for Sunday. And a little chance of rain maybe on Wednesday of next week, but other than that, clear and beautiful, and not like Redding in March. Usually we're hitting close to 100 degrees by now, but this has been a great wet winter. But looks good for the next week, so get outside. Again, Ken White in studio with Norm Slosted, multi-area director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They, in partnership with Simpson University and several other sponsors, which we'll get to in a minute, are putting on an event April 13th at the university. What time does that event start?
Check-in is at 5:30, and the barbecue starts then, and then the action sports exhibition will begin probably around 5:50 or 6 o'clock and run for about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. And then we'll go indoors for the main program.
And the focus audience for this event, is
age 13 through high school.
High school. So if you're junior high and high school age, middle school and high school.
Yeah, I'd be the seventh, eighth graders probably in the 13 range. So we're getting those young people that are moving up into the high school years.
So this is, and it's put on by Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but you don't have to be an athlete to attend the event by any means. It's going to be an absolutely great time. There's a lot of fun and games. They're going to have a skateboard exhibition. Tell us about some of the fun activity stuff.
Yeah. We have like I said earlier, a drawing that'll be going out through the night. We're giving away gift cards to local restaurants, Chick-fil-A, Burrito Bendito. there's just, you know, a lot of energy when they first come in. You know, this will be our second annual. So last year was our first time. And, we had them doing dance off competitions and rock, paper, scissors competitions. We had six or seven giant beach balls flying around the room, high energy music and video highlights up on the screen. So it's meant to be high energy concert kind of feel to it. And then, we go into some interviews with athletes and our speakers for the evening that we spoke of previously. So it's a great event. Last year I was very pleased. God was faithful, and we had about 300 kids. We're expecting 450 to 500 or more this year. So
it's going to be a big deal.
It'll be a big deal, and we hope it grows every year as people hear about it, have a great experience, and then bring their friends the next year.
So, for parents out there listening, because my guess is that age demographic probably isn't tuned in here, but for parents out there listening, grandparents out there listening, bring your kids. Bring them out on April 13th, 5 o'clock, you said?
5:30
registration or check-in, I should say. You can go for more information to Simpson University's website at simpsonu.edu/nightofchampions and get more information about the event and how to get involved. And if you're maybe a business out there that wants some exposure to the young people and believes in what FCA is doing, you can still reach out to Norm. Norm, give him your phone number and email or a number where they can reach you.
Yeah, my email is N for Norm, Slosted, Slosted, at FCA.org. And so they can reach me there.
So the event is really designed for young people to have a night out, have a great time with their peers, engage in a lot of fun activity, and then also the opportunity to grow in character through a lot of great speakers. So
yeah, and I mentioned that we have huddles now, either active right now or in the case of Central Valley, going to be launching at every public high school here in the Shasta County area. And so what I've done is I've actually sent out the challenge and said, hey, the school that's best represented at the event is going to win a Chick-fil-A party at their next huddle meeting or the next club meeting. And so I'm hoping that they're all going to be, you know, competitive as they are and bring a lot of students.
So how would a high school student find a huddle on their campus?
Yeah, they could, all the huddles, we ask that they charter with the school as a recognized club on campus. So if they go to the school office, they could actually ask, you know, who is the advisor for the FCA, huddle on our campus.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, and is it open to folks that may not be athletes?
Yeah. In fact, our motto is, not an athlete. Even not a Christian, it's not a problem. All are welcome. So everyone is welcome to come, and the huddle meetings on campus are very friendly, seeker friendly. They're very high energy. Lots of they usually do mingle games, and then they'll have someone share a testimony or a short devotional, et cetera. And so it's really designed as an opportunity for Christian students to invite their non-church, non-Christian kids, friends to come and have a good time.
So everybody gets to go and have a good time at these huddles on campus. And you said there's one on every high school campus in Shasta County now?
In Shasta County now.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what high school you're going to or your kids or grandkids are going to, they can find an FCA huddle in Shasta County.
And we're actually in the conversations with Redding Christian. So then we'd have every high school, with exception maybe Pioneer, which is a continuation school, but yeah.
So everybody can find a huddle, it seems like, in the area. And through that huddle, you can learn more about this event. Night of Champions is the title of the event, April 13th at 5:30.
It's a Saturday.
And we were talking on the break about the keynote speaker, Salim Kayla. And he's a Palestinian immigrant who came to the United States and now works in Christian ministry.
And his parents did. He was born here in the States.
Oh, he was born here in the States. So his parents were. He's an immigrant family. Gotcha.
Yes.
And so his story is one where he came to faith because
He said when he went to college, he saw this cute girl and he thought he'd introduce himself, and he did, and they struck up a conversation. So she invited him to an event, a Christian event. and he went, and as a result of that, came to faith in Christ.
And now he works in Christian higher education at Houston Christian University and is a guest chaplain for the likes of the Houston Rockets, the Rice University Owls, the Houston Texans, and things like that. So come here, Salim, on April 13th at the FCA's Night of Champions. So, Norm, what got you into this type of work? What made you want to do FCA as a career?
Yeah. Well, I've always been in faith-based career. You know, like I said, I was in higher education, worked at three different Christian universities over the span of 30 years, and had come here, and we were getting my parents settled in with my brother, so that because they're getting up in age, and we wanted them, you know, to be settled. And so I was applying all over the country for jobs in higher education, and I had a friend. He was actually someone that I had supervised on staff at Azusa Pacific, and he now was working with FCA, and he saw that I was in transition. He said, "Hey, Norm, have you ever thought about working with FCA?" And I said, "No." I said, I love the organization, but I hadn't. He said, "Well, we've been looking for someone in the North State here in California." And so I thought, well, I'll go through the application process and met with folks and got applied, and it went great. And so we just decided to stay here in the Reading area because we love the ministry.
That's awesome. And I know FCA is an international organization. I know that last year you had a former 49er. I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but you had a former 49er
mm-hmm.
here.
Otis Amy,
who is part of the organization and spoke at the event. So these events and the FCA, they're no slouch.
Yeah.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about your experience and the event coming up and FCA as a whole. I'm Ken White, in with Norm Slosted, multi-area director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, talking about Night of Champions coming up April 13th, and more after the break.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here comes the sun.
Welcome back. This is Ken Wyatt in for Carl Bott, who's on assignment. You've tuned in to the Simpson Extravaganza. We usurped Carl and Linda's chairs and took it over for the university. First hour, we had a preview for Simpson University Red Hawk football. Now in its second year, technically its first full season, starts this fall, 10 games. We had Coach Sean Daniel in studio for over an hour, giving us some highlights, talking about his players, and letting us know the first home game for Simpson University is September 7th. So mark your calendars, September 7th. They will start their season playing at Foothill High School. Their home games, that is. Their first game is on the road. This hour, we have in studio Norm Slosted, multi-area director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, who is co-sponsoring an event with Simpson University coming up in April. Before we get there, I want to talk to you a little bit about the weather. And when I say a little bit, a little bit. Today, high of 66, breezy for the next couple of days, and then a lot of sun for the next week. Until next Wednesday, it doesn't look like there's a spot or a chance of a raindrop. Thank you, Lord. We needed the sunshine. I noticed everybody starting to get a little depressed, thinking they live in Seattle, I think. And so we're excited. Sunny highs in the 70s. Looks like Sunday, we peak out at a high of about 77, and then starts to cool off next Wednesday with a slight chance of showers and partly cloudy at 71. But, man, this weekend's going to be awesome. So get out there and have some fun. So, again, Ken White in for Carl Bott, Norm Slosted, multi-area director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We're in our last segment for these next 10 or 15 minutes, Norm. I want to talk about FCA. The event is great. April 13th, 5 o'clock, Saturday, Simpson University.
5:30.
Ton of fun. I keep saying 5. People are going to show up early. Norm's not going to be ready. 5:30, and it's going to be a ton of fun. They're going to have skateboard demonstrations. They're going to have a ton of games, food, music, and some great speakers.
Yeah, and I would just also comment that if people would like to come to get a tour of the university, they can actually schedule a tour online at simpsonu.edu/ Night of Champions, and there's a button link on there that they can go on. So if they're bringing a youth group, or they're bringing five or six kids from their neighborhood or whatever, and they want to see the university and take a tour with an admissions counselor, they can do that as well.
And then if for some reason they forget, or somebody hears about it late, they can show up, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love for them to register at that location so that we know, get an idea of who's coming.
How much food to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's first come, first serve. So if we just have a huge crowd, you know, and you come late, we may not have counted on you being there.
And this isn't going to be a small event. We're talking hundreds of young people from about seventh grade through senior year of high school.
Teenage years, 13 plus.
Great community sponsors, Premier Oil Change, Chick-fil-A, Pathway and Little Country Churches. Burrito Bandito, Park Marina Motors, all sponsors that have made this event possible. So thank you to everybody for doing that. Norm, tell us a little bit about FCA as an international now organization, yeah. You recently attended a conference in, was it Florida?
In Florida, in Orlando.
Tell us about that conference, and I don't think maybe everybody knows just the presence that FCA has and, you know, the types of people that are involved in it. Tell us about that conference.
Yeah, well, I'll start with FCA. FCA has been around since 1954, so it's been around quite a while, and basically was founded by a community college basketball coach who was seeing the influence that athletes were having, helping to market products from cars to cigarettes. And I felt like, why couldn't we have, upstanding athletes, represent, quality characteristics and faith in Christ? And so they started this organization. So 1954, we've had, you know, lots of folks that have been involved that are, well, you know, Tom Landry was a big proponent and a donor to getting FCA going, Roger Staubach in the early years, et cetera. And then today you got folks like Dabo Sweeney, you know, Clemson coach that's very active with FCA. So it's
you said Tony Dungy spoke at this
conference. Yeah, the conference was for was international. We now have going on 3,000 staff around the world, serving in 116 countries. So every other year we have a convention. This year it was at Orlando, and there was about 2,500 to 3,000 people there. That's their staff plus their spouses, and. It's a great time for inspiration. We had, some of our speakers, Tony Evans, who's a well-known African-American preacher. He did the devotional each day. Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame coach,
Super Bowl winning
coach.
Yeah.
Was with the Colts
and then broadcaster.
The Buccaneers, and now he's a broadcaster. He was there, and he's a big friend and proponent for FCA. And then we also had Jonathan Isaacs. He's a NBA player for the Orlando Magic, and he came. He was an amazing young man. He's like 26, but at 22, he, you know, got a lot of kickback because he just didn't feel like the Black Lives Matter movement and the kneeling for the national anthem was what he felt called to represent. And so he stood and didn't wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
And he's African-American.
And he's African-American.
Right?
And he got a lot of flack from that. But he just shared how he felt that was divisive in his from his perspective, and not, you know, who he wanted to be and who God had called him to be, and really wanted to be more of a healer, mender during that time.
And he spoke at the FCA convention in Orlando.
Yeah, he spoke there, did a great job. We also had and I only remember his first name, Joe. He's the coach who was fired for kneeling before the game midfield,
right.
And then went to the Supreme Court, and it was upheld that he had that personal freedom to be able to do that. And so he came and just shared about that experience and how God was faithful in that. And we had one of the Oklahoma Sooner softball players that was in the interview that was fairly well publicized.
I saw that interview.
Her and a couple of her teammates and her coach, and they were all very, you know, talking about their faith. And so she was there, and it was just a great time, very inspirational.
If you haven't seen that Oklahoma Sooner interview, I would highly recommend that you Google it. Here is a group of young college-age softball player women who were talking more about their relationship with each other and faith and character than they were softball.
Yeah.
And here they were champion softball players. Yeah. And for them, the winning was important, but it wasn't most important.
Yeah.
What was most important to them was their character, the way they lived their lives, and the way they lived their lives in relationship to other people. And that's what I think is so amazing for people like Jonathan Isaacs. He's not trying to be divisive. He's trying to be a unifier. And he's not not kneeling because he wants to create controversy. He's not kneeling because he wants to love other people. Mm-hmm. And he's concerned that the movement was doing that. So I think that sometimes gets lost in the media narrative, that so often it becomes about the division and not the unification, mm-hmm. and not the character that people are wanting to create in themselves and in other people. It becomes how that character and that standing up for what's right sometimes creates, it doesn't create the division, it just stands up in the midst of it. And I think that's what I'm so impressed with FCA, is they're teaching young people to be true to the person God created them to be, first and foremost, so that there's not, there's not room for criticism. It's going to come no matter what. But that, as Scripture says, if you live a good, and this is my paraphrase, mm-hmm. but if you live out the character of Christ, you don't give them opportunity. The criticism won't stick. And so excited by what you're doing, Norm. Happy to have you in studio this morning. It's been a privilege to talk about that. Please remind us again the date, time, and location of your Night of Champions event featuring Salim Kayla and
Leah Amico.
Yes.
And then Jarrett Brantley and Cody LaBoy are our four featured guests. It is Saturday, April 13th. Check in at 5:30.
Awesome.
Free admission.
Free food.
For 13 through high school. So we're looking at teenage years, our target audience.
And all are welcome, whether you're an athlete or not. It's going to be a great time of fun for young people. If you've got kids or grandkids, maybe you're a kid listening to this who's still in high school, get out to Simpson University on April 13th at 5:30. I got it right this
time.
You got
it right,
Ken. And you can go to simpsonu.edu/nightofchampions to register for the event. We prefer registrations, correct? But you can show up late and unregistered if you haven't been able to do so. So again, Norm, thank you so much. Anything else you want to share before we go?
No, I think we've touched on a lot of it. It's great to be here again. I'm so pleased and appreciative of the partnership they have with Simpson University. And it's going to be a great event. We hope that it'll be a signature event for everybody to look forward to every year.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for what FCA does in our community. And we look forward to seeing you on April 13th at Simpson University. God bless you all. Have a great day. It's been a privilege to sit in Carl's seat. It's been a big one to fill, and I'm grateful. Carl, we look forward to having you back soon, and we'll talk to you all real soon. God bless. Have a great day.
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.